98.1 KZE MK with you. In the studio with me today, it's Martin Ping. Martin is the executive director. For some reason, I wrote executive producer and CEO at Hawthorne Valley. Have you ever executive produced anything?
Probably something along the way, but whatever it is, I've certainly forgotten it by now.
Yeah. So let's talk about Hawthorne Valley. We are big fans here. And of course, you've got the Harvest Festival happening on Sunday, but there's always stuff going on. You've got the association, the school, the farm stand. Will you start out by telling us a little bit about just the mission of Hawthorne Valley?
Sure. So our mission is actually to renew soil, society, and self through the integration of agriculture, education, and art. So it's kind of thinking of it from the perspective of the human being, and we have our head, we have our heart, our feeling life, our thinking life in the head, and then our will.
Yeah.
And that the organism, Hawthorne Valley as an organism, is kind of structured and modeled that way. And so we're practicing biodynamic agriculture, Waldorf education, always with hopefully through a creative lens, and also a lot of research. We do scientific research and social research, and so a lot going on. It's a pretty eclectic mix of activities in a little small hamlet of Harlemville.
Yeah, it sounds like a very holistic approach. I always like that term, where you're integrating learning and, you know, kind of spiritual connection and physical connection to the land. And does that seem accurate?
Beautifully said, and yeah. And thanks for recognizing it that way. I think of it as like an ecosystem approach that we try to pattern it off the wisdom of nature, that nature is very complex and actually has 3.8 billion years of experience developing more and more life through complexity, through complex systems. And so we embrace that. And it's we are quite complex for a small organization. But the trick or the art is to not make it too complicated in the process. And human beings have a way of doing that. We can take complexity and pretty quickly make it complicated. So we actually try to seek out and embrace complexity, and also try to keep it, you know, simple and
accessible.
Accessible and really relationship based.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's so important when dealing with kids as well and, educating children, because if you make it too information based, their eyes glaze over and they stop listening, right? So it's about finding a way to make it fun and make it engaging for them in a way that they kind of learn without realizing that they're learning.
Well, it's interesting because the founders were really thinking of, they called it educating through the will. It's really more through the doing. And Hawthorne Valley was really set up and structured that way. And the beginning, it was bringing visiting school children from urban centers to have a week on the farm to really have this immersive experience into where their food is grown. How do we steward nature? What does the night sky look like? We were talking about the Northern Lights earlier. And the idea that by learning through the will, learning through doing, it will all kind of move up through your feeling, like through your heart. You'll have like a kind of develop a moral sense that way into the head, and your cognitive development will come along in a, let's say, a more lasting way, because you're actually, it's not just theory, it's not just abstract, you don't gloss over, you've actually come to knowing it through doing it.
And yeah,
I think it works.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about the farm store, because I know that you have like a really beautiful, amazing farm store at Hawthorne Valley.
Yeah, it's a grocery store. Primarily, we try to support as many local and regional producers. I think we probably have 200 or so regional producers and value adders, farmers, different folks with different companies making products there. And we try to keep it also as close to organic as we can, being a biodynamic farm, but sometimes people choose not to be certified, but we know how they're growing, or you can't get a product that people want. But mostly if you come in there, everything is certified organic and biodynamic. So that's, it's one of the aspirations of the buyers, to try to really source good product.
Yeah. When you say biodynamic, we're talking about farming techniques that are good for the soil, that make the soil renewable. Explain it for the layman like me, who's not 100% sure what they're talking about.
Well, that's exactly right. It's the soil. We're trying to grow the soil. The soil is the living organism that then the food is growing in. And so it's it's actually the oldest form of organized organic agriculture when we had to come up with a term because and differentiate ourselves from what became much more like a agribusiness petrochemical farming. Mm-hmm. So it's 100 years old this year. This is we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the beginning of biodynamics. And it looks at the whole farm as a itself a living organism. And the idea is then like our own organism. It's how is it all working in balance? And if something is not going well somewhere, you don't necessarily just treat that as a symptom, but you look at the whole system and you say, well, what else is going on here? And it tries to take a lot into account. And it really is the farmers are in a way cultivating their sense organs for how are they really forming this relationship to the land, to the animals, to the plants in such a way that they're able to intuit what's going on and you know, not just like see something, a problem there and spray, and no.
Right.
Check, problem done. So yeah, it's really about healthy soil, healthy food, healthy people, healthy planet.
Yeah. That's amazing. And as you said, we're celebrating 100 years of biodynamic agriculture this weekend. This is Sunday, 11 to 3, the Harvest Festival, which I hear is quite a beloved tradition for Columbia County.
It is. I don't know what year we're on now, but it's in the 30s. I'm sure we're 52 years there, so it's maybe we're in the 40s. I'm super chronologically impaired. However, it was really started as a way of just saying thank you back to the community that supports the farm and for all the folks that are purchasing produce, et cetera, and just to celebrate the harvest and the abundance that we're all privileged to share in here. And it's grown quite large. Before the pandemic, we were probably seeing about 3,000 people coming to the Fall Fest. The pandemic has lessened that a bit because we had a couple of years where we didn't even have the Fall Fest, and yeah. I have no idea what to expect this weekend, but it's hopefully the weather will hold out, and we look forward to people coming and celebrating harvest with us.
I mean, it sounds like an incredible event. I have like a little list of things that are happening here, and community art project, which do you know off the top of your head what that's going to entail?
I believe this year we're taking fabric and people are going to be writing thoughts or poems, and then they'll be hung up somewhere. I think that's what they're doing.
Very cool.
And
then we have a guided tour of the farm, which do you get to do the tour?
Probably not. I could, but I'm not sure. Nobody asked me to do it this year, so I
might be busy anyway.
Probably the farmers will be doing that.
Cool. And then scenic hayride.
Yep. Also driven by the farmers on the tractor.
Okay, so tractor and like a big wagon.
Yep.
Amazing. Love that. Interactive displays of local insects and soil life, which sounds like, you know, just such a cool thing for a biodynamic farm to really show people like, hey, this is what it's all about. This is the soil. These are the insects that contribute to it. Have you seen these displays before?
Oh, yeah. This is our Farmscape Ecology Program, and okay. They are amazing and wonderful, and everyone should see their work. They actually, this year we published a field guide from the Hudson to the Taconics, the ecological and cultural field guide to the habitats of Columbia County. It's really 21 years in the making because they're 21 years, the program's 21 years old now, but they've really been actively working on it for the last 13 years. And they're really looking at the intersection of agriculture and ecology and can we farm in such a way that's mindful of everyone else living on the farm? And do so in a way that allows that life to flourish and also acknowledge and recognize that there's relationships there where there are the obvious one is pollinators. There are insects that are pollinating, but there's all kinds of potentially beneficial relationships with all the different various and sundry biodiversity that's on the farm. So that's their work, and they have beautiful displays of their work. And yeah, if people come to the festival, please stop by Farmscape Ecology Program's booth. It's great, really, really enlightening.
Yeah, and on the other end of the ecosystem, you know, we've gone down to the soil and the insects, and then we've got birds of prey demonstrations happening too.
Yeah, that's a group that comes in, and they're always a big hit. You get to see owls and hawks and sometimes eagles up close. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, super cool. And then cider pressing.
fun activity. Delicious.
You get to participate. You get to press some of your own cider.
Yep.
Oh, very fun. And then craft activities and more. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like just an unbelievable day of activities. And it's only 11 to 3, so you're really packing a lot in.
And a great puppet show. The King of Togo Togo has two horns.
Ooh.
Yeah, or the King of Togo Togo, I should just say. I think that's the title. It's a wonderful, wonderful puppet show that is the Magical Puppetry, which has been in existence since, I think, 1992. Again, chronologically impaired, but I'm co-founder, so I should know.
I like the term chronologically impaired. I'm going to use that.
I just can't remember. It's the thing. I'll say, oh, yeah, I think that happened a couple of years ago. And someone will say, it was 18 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I just have to believe them because...
I pretty much say like 10 years or 15 years for everything now because I'm 35. So I'm like, it was probably about 10 years ago, maybe about 15 years ago.
Yeah. I can't keep track. I'm a grandpa now, so three times over. So I think I have an excuse at this point.
I'm talking to Martin Ping from Hawthorne Valley. The Harvest Fest is this Sunday, 13th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., hawthornevalley.org. Anything else we should know about Hawthorne Valley, Martin?
Well, I think it's a very, personally, I might be biased, but I think it's a pretty magical place, a very special place. It seems to draw a lot of really, really amazing, committed, wonderful human beings to work there, to come be educated there, to be CSA members or shoppers or parents in the school or campers or what have you. There's a lot going on, and I'm just always, always in awe of the amazing people that I get to meet on a daily basis.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing and for telling us about it.
Thanks for inviting me.
We got some music for you for the Harvest Festival, the band with King Harvest, 98.1 KZE, hawthornevalley.org.